morning, sir. Now, I want to find out, first question, of recent, we have been having food shortage, not only in Douala, but for some young big cities in general. Now, the question is, as an expert, what accounts for the acute shortage of oil year in, year out?
I have to remind something before I give the answer to your question. You know, in the night of Friday, 30 May, to the morning of Saturday, 31st May 2019, our local refinery, we call it Sonara, has ceased to function. Unfortunately, it was that company we used to provide gas on our local market, let's say finished refined product. We produce locally what they call crude oil. Its name is Kamkoli. And that Kamkoli, we can sell it abroad, or at times we can give it to Sonara to refine it through a blending process. They go abroad in Nigeria, for instance, they will buy Forcados, Bonington, Odudu, and why not Boney Light? And they blend it and they produce. When they blend it, it increase the turnout of what they receive as finished product, gasoline, petrol, jet A1 for the, let's say, aeroplane, and fuel for the companies who generally have to use raw material, and they process it through that fuel before they put it on the market. And since that time, it means that previously Sonara has the monopoly to provide our local market up to 80% of that finished product. And when they cease to function, it means that that 80% is no more available. We have to import it. And to cut out import, we need absolutely what they call current currencies. Here in Cameroon, our local currency is CFA. But if you want to buy in, even in Nigeria here, they don't accept that currency there. Their local currency is Naira. If you want to buy it, let's say, from India, their local currency is rupee. So with our CFA franc, we cannot buy abroad what we cannot produce locally.
The purchasing power is low.
No. What we have to do is to use what they call foreign currencies. And the main foreign currencies they use generally is the USD, United States dollar.
Yes.
That United States dollar, to get it, we have to produce a lot and export what? Cocoa, coffee, cotton, banana, rubber. And up till now, we haven't did it as such. That's why we can face some small problem of that foreign currencies. And I have also to give a precision. The shortage on the field is only on what they call petrol. Gasoline still being, let's say, at a reasonable quantity on the field. It means that the bus who are carrying people from Douala to Yaoundé, they have the fuel. It means that the trucks who used to carry goods here in Douala to Bangui in Central Africa, for instance, or in N'Djamena, in Chad Republic, for instance, they have fuel. It means that here in Balafon, for instance, you have a generator set. If the local company in charge of providing to you electricity cease to give you that electricity, you have to use the electricity provided by your generator set. And that generator set to function must need gasoline, and we have that gasoline actually. So the situation would have been worse if the shortage was in gasoline. It's no more the case. We have to be proud of it. But moreover, to be more proud to have, for instance, petrol, we must absolutely revamp our local refinery. If we revamp our local refinery, we'll be very sure that we will have at an available quantity all what we need as finished products. Let's say petrol, let's say jet A1, let's say gasoline, and let's say fuel for the all our local industry who use, let's say, raw material to process into finished goods and put on the market at our disposal.
Now, I want to find out from you, you talk about importation, because the SFDP made us understand that they are not responsible for food shortage. They don't import. Now, how many quantity of fuel or petrol that Cameroon export or import, since you talk about Senora has been grounded, how many quantity or percentage of fuel or petrol that Cameroon imports yearly that can sustain the market?
Sonara was around 2,100,000 tons per year. It means that actually they are no more producing even 1 liter of that petrol. It means that we have to import that quantity. And in the round, the government has charged an institution, they call it Cameroon Hydrocarbon Stabilization Price. In French, they call it CSPH. And they are in charge of planning the calendar of imports as far as finished products are concerned. So, for instance, for the last quarterly, September, let's say October, November, December, they have planned to import close to 660 million liters, let's say 660,000 tons of gasoline, of jet A1 and gas. So the quantity we are consuming is close to 2 million. And before our local refinery jeopardized, we were planning to revamp it and carry increase its power, its capacity to close to 4 million. It means that in that case we were in position to export the finished product, not only the crude oil, we were in a position to export it. But even though it's not the case, I've worked in that company in the year 2000. We at that time carry out, let's say, our solidarity by granting some small quantity in our Nobel country. I can mention, let's say, they call it CIB, Congolese Industrial Department. We used to sell to them, for instance, 300 million CFA francs of fuel when they send their order. So, in the absence of our refinery company, Sonara, we produce nothing. All what we consume here, we import. I will mention even what our domestic gas, we also import it. But since those days, we used to import domestic gas because our national refinery company used to provide only quarterly, let's say 25% of our local needs. At that time, they assessed it close to 10,000 metric tons per month. It means that Sonara were providing the market at the level of 2,500 metric tons of gas, cooking gas. And then CSPS used to draw a plan of importation of our cooking gas. This is what I give you precision to let you know that since those days, we used to import some products, not only the products, but the main problem we are facing now is the shortage on the fuel only. But in gasoline, we have it. We have gasoline sufficient quantity up till we cannot care anymore concerning the situation on the ground. But the situation now is only on the fuel. But I'm hoping that this situation has to be solved very quickly. For instance, let me say something concerning motorbike. If you take the example of 1,000 motorbike, they used to work on Monday till Saturday. And on Sunday, they go to the garage to revamp their motorbike. And it costs 1,000. Let's say on 100,000 motorbikes, we used to give to garages 1,000 per week. If that gas don't come, it means that those gas will not work. If it don't work, it means that by the end of the day, by the end of the week, we have got to 100 million TFA fund as, let's say, a loss of turnover for those garages. I have took the example of 100,000 motorbike. If I go at the level of Cameroon and say 1 million motorbikes, if they don't do it, it's close to, let's say 1 million by 1,000, 1 billion of loss of turnover. Whereas when the turnover is realized, the government will withdraw. So the government will gain something. They call it added value tax, for instance, 19.25%. So if this situation remains the same, the economic consequences is disastrous. So my main wish is that the situation remain as it was before, and then the government focus before wasting any time. The government have to rest. There is no time left to revamp our local refinery such as will be capable of providing locally what we need for the industry, for the administration, for let's say the household, and then the surplus will be also we export it. I'm focusing on the exportation because when you export, we gain foreign currencies, and that foreign currency would help us to import what we cannot process locally. Because in every part of the world, you cannot say that your industry gives you all what you need. We have seen it, for instance, when the COVID disease occurred. In France, in United States of America, or in Germany, they were looking through what they call Tukang. They don't see it. They send their order to Chinese because locally they could not provide their population with all the necessary need to fight against COVID. That's why I'm saying it is in our own interest to revamp our company, and that company will produce more than we have to use here, and the exit will be sent abroad to help us to gain more foreign currencies to help us to import what we are not processing locally.
Now, just to the last question in English, in a nutshell, what you're saying is the grounding of Sonerol that has affected the market to this extent, and cannot import, does not have maybe the purchasing power, the not purchasing power with the foreign currency to import more. That's why we're having the present shortage, presently in Cameroon, in a nutshell.
Yeah, really. Because if we have import, we have gained a lot of foreign currency, and that would have helped us to import. Let me say something. We're not importing only gas, fuel. We also import what we are not processing locally. Even what we are capable of processing locally, we continue to import it. For instance, rice. We import rice. We import palm oil. Whereas we are producing it locally, but the quantity is not sufficient. Let me say something. The industry in the domain of second transformation of palm oil, they need close to 1 million metric tons per year, whereas our local production is not above 320,000 tons. So the situation is that we have to continue to produce such as we'll export it. If we increase our exportation, we'll gain more foreign currency, and this will help us, for instance, to import, let's say, raw materials they use in the domain of pharmaceutical industry. We'll import spare parts to revamp our industries in many domains, and finally, we'll have sufficient foreign currency to import, for instance, fuel that we are not possessing actually.